Peyton Manning said earlier in the week that he was looking forward to finally playing an actual game.
Peyton sets in the pocket, throws wide open Sanders again with the catch as he's rolled out of bounds.
And even though all Manning cares about is getting the Broncos' first win of 2014, the quarterback achieved something else.
Drop, quick throw, Sanders has it.
With the Broncos' 31-24 Week 1 win over the Indianapolis Colts, Peyton Manning became just the second player to defeat all 32 teams in the NFL, an achievement he's proud of, but again, he was just glad that this team hung on to get the win.
I thought we played at a good tempo in the first half, and we wanted to do that in the second half. We just couldn't stay on the field. To play at a good tempo, to try to get them running, you have to convert third downs and stay on the field. We just had had a three and out early and just had some drives where we just didn't convert. So it's something that we definitely learned from, and we've got to find a way to play all four quarters as an offense. Thank goodness our defense picked us up when the offense wasn't doing their job quite as well.
The Broncos got off to a roll, picking up almost where they left off in 2013. Peyton Manning found Julius Thomas for three touchdowns in the first half. But the Indianapolis Colts, a team who made the playoffs a year ago, wouldn't go away. The game tightened up, but the Broncos still hung on to get that Week 1 win.
Opening night, my history is you come out a little sluggish because it's opening night and just guys have nerves and jitters. But we came out playing at such a high level with four scores, and you know, had to set up with a field goal on the one drive, but three touchdowns after that. So we set the ball pretty high in the first half, and so it was disappointing in the second half. You know, the three and out, the first series, and for whatever reason, we just couldn't quite get over the hump. And it's our execution wasn't as good. I don't think there was a real huge change in our scheme or their scheme. We just didn't execute as well. So thank goodness we had the one touchdown drive. Canaries had the nice play on the screen pass, and Monte made a heck of a run to get into the end zone. That drive ended up being the difference, and thank goodness our defense came up with some big stops.
At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.